It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Stop with the bullshit, saying, that's man. That's a decision.
Do you, as the number two pick in the draft, anticipate starting?
I mean,
or you think they're going to be bring you along slowly, so to speak?
From what I heard, they said whenever I'm ready, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So whenever I feel like I'm ready, I'm ready.
What's going on? It's Keyshawn, and welcome to my show. Yeah, I said mine. That's right. Undisputed presents All Facts, No Breaks. Joining me today is former LSU quarterback, reigning Heisman Trophy winner, and the number two pick overall in the NFL's draft to the Washington Commanders, the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. What's happening, man?
Man, what up with it?
Man, I'm proud of you and my son. Actually, Keyshawn, I don't know if you remember him from his high school running days.
I do.
But he joins us on the show.
Welcome.
Every single week. How you feel?
Good. I'm getting ready for this rookie mini camp.
You getting ready for the rookie mini camp? It's interesting because I had the opportunity to watch you kind of grow all the way from high school when you should have gone to USC, but that's a whole nother it's a whole nother conversation in the recruiting world. You grew up in San Bernardino. You played at Cajon High School. How many football games do you think you started in your career from high school all the way up until LSU? What's that number?
I mean, what, I started 50 something in college,
and then whatever it was in high school,
whatever it was in high school, I either 100 or a little bit over, close to it, something like that.
And you was 14 years old when you started as a freshman.
Yep.
At Cajon. You were 5'10", about 100 and they got 137 pounds on here, but I think you was more like 128. They're going to always upgrade it a little bit, but that's okay, right? It's where you finish, not where you start.
I was still hooping, though.
Oh, you were still playing basketball. Look at him.
Yeah.
Man, look at that.
It's about 137.
Look at that. Same footwork, though. Same mechanics. Ball bigger than him, but okay.
Chill out.
No, for real. Look at that, man. When you see video like this, do you, like, trip out?
Yeah.
Why?
Man, I came a long way.
Yeah, for real, though. Because you went to ASU just like that. No, but think about it, though. Your freshman year at ASU, you was legit, but you was a stick match. Hey. And then eventually you was going to grow into your frame, your body. And this to see you your senior year at LSU, from your junior year at LSU, in your growth and just everything. What was the transition like for you once you left ASU? I mean, yeah, left ASU to LSU.
It was just different. Just everything, like the football aspect. Like the resources you had, I had more resources at LSU than ASU. And it just like everyday life, like it was nothing but football out there. Like they live, breathe, and sleep football.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to get accustomed to that. If you don't love football, they're going to run you out that stadium real fast. And it's just like the guys I was around. Like everybody grew up differently. Most of them from the South. So football is all they know. It's their way of getting out. For whatever circumstances they was. So it was like every day of practice, man, we going back and forth. We competing, no matter if it's me, the receivers, talking the trash to the DBs, O-line, D-line, linebackers. And then it just like brings that competitive edge out of you. Like something I always had in me, but going there just brought it out even more to walk around like, yeah, I got that dog in me. And if I make a play, I'm going to let you know about it, you know, wisely. But, you still got to let people know here and there.
So when you came out in 2019, you was the number one dual threat in the country. Fifth, you were the fifth, you know, top five recruit in the state of California.
Yeah.
Did your recruitment stretch all the way to the Southeastern Conference, or was it just mainly on the West? Because I'm sure you had offers from everybody, but I mean like serious offers.
It was, I had everybody seriously, but I was like, man, I ain't ready to leave the West Coast.
So. Mama's boy.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't want to leave the West Coast. I didn't want to go too far, but I didn't want to stay close to home.
Why? Look, I'm not asking you to bash my school, but why we didn't land you? What was miscommunication or something?
Man, I just ain't want to be in California.
You don't want to go to SC?
I ain't want to go to SC, UCLA. I ain't want to go up north.
Yeah, no, I ain't nothing up north.
So, man, ASU, I was over there with Herm, AP.
Yeah.
So I knew them guys would take care of me. And I had the opportunity to go out there and play. So
you mentioned AP. You were recruited by AP. He was your main guy. Recruited you, brought you into ASU over there with Herm. So you went basically into, I would call it a pro style family atmosphere.
Yeah.
The way things are run with the pros, and the pros they ain't gonna carry your hand to go to class. Right? Ain't no class. So that's kind of the model that was being put together at ASU. What was it like, though, being able to play for a guy like Herm Edwards, knowing that he was a former pro coach?
It was dope, man. I was in his office every day. He'll tell you, I was in the office every day. He giving me game on, you know, how to be a pro, how to maneuver when we get the opportunity. And not even just me. You know, the people that he kind of took under his wing was me, Brandon Ayuk, Rashad White. So guys like that, and we was all just in there just listening, talking to them, obviously AP, we had Marvin Lewis there. So, we had guys that coached at the highest level, played. They know the game. So, like, we in there trying to soak up as much knowledge as we can, because we all aspiration to go into the league. Everybody's journey was just different. But I remember we just in there just talking to them. He telling us about how we supposed to approach practice, how we supposed to practice like a pro, you know, stuff that's going to make us last in this league.
Yeah, rumors was out there pre-draft that you was trying to facilitate a way to Vegas. That didn't happen, whether the rumors were true or not, whatever the case is. I personally wanted to see them give up 100 picks to get you to get to Vegas, because I'm a Raider fan, but not only am I a Raider fan, I'm an AP fan, and yeah. I also know that the relationship goes a long ways, especially at the quarterback position. Now you got to compete against him and play against the Raiders. How you think that's going to, you know, how you going to feel about that?
I told him I'm going to beat him. It is what it is, man, at the end of the day. If I could have played with him, I could have played with him. If not, like, now you got to see me at some point. So,
and at ASU, I didn't even know Ricky Pearsall went to ASU.
Yeah.
Like seriously? Mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk, Ricky mm-hmm. Pearsall, you had some weapons at your disposal. Yeah. I was at the Arizona State-Oregon game.
Okay, yeah.
I was at that game when the double move to Ayuk on Diamador. I tell Diamador about that all the time. You got hit with one.
Yeah, he did.
Now, and so when you look at the guys that you had at ASU that has gone on now into the pros, when you look back at the talent level, what goes through your mind?
Man, we should have been Rose Bowl champions, Pac-12 championships. We had the talent.
Yeah.
I mean, you see everybody, man. From me to, you know, Ayuk.
Demo. Look at Demo chasing.
Before that play, Ayuk come to me, he's like, I'm a stutter.
Yeah, because he was sitting at the sticks.
He was like, I'm a stutter. And you know that, because we ran something earlier and Demo tried to jump it.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm a stutter. And he was like, just sit on it. I'm gonna get open. So,
man, I swear to God. The people that was sitting with me, we were sitting there, and he tried to jump something earlier.
Yeah.
And I saw the formation and everything, and I saw he was sitting at the sticks. I said, he gonna sit at the sticks. They're going to go right by him. And when it happened, I was like, oh, my God.
Nah, because him and Thomas, they was super aggressive. They was trying to jump everything.
When you look at the video, the viral video, the trash talking to the teammates. You seen that video?
Yeah.
You want to see it again? We got that video?
We should, yeah.
Yeah, we got that video somewhere. Can we hear it?
We know what was said.
What was said? I want to know exactly what was said.
I basically said I suck.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got a question. What do you have to say to them now?
I don't even got nothing to say.
Yeah.
Hey, what, everything happened for a reason.
Right.
Yeah, but what? But you didn't suck. The team sucked in general. Just to keep it 100. Like, for real though. What am I gonna sit back? I'm gonna sit back at ASU. Y'all getting ready. Ain't no telling what's getting ready to happen at that program. I'm gonna just sit back and accept what happened. No, I'm not. Y'all go, nope. We getting up out of here. I got a future to think about. Not now, really. You know, you look at it and you the number two pick in the draft. You go to a team like Washington, you know, you're gonna have your bumps, trust me. It ain't gonna be smooth. It ain't LSU. You know, you're gonna have to figure it all out, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't gonna be CJ Stroud. It's just not gonna happen that way.
Facts.
Everybody ain't gonna be Caleb Williams landed. This sort of Caleb Williams situation in Chicago, it'll probably never happen again.
Facts.
Because when you're the number one overall pick, you go to sorry ass teams like I went to. You know, the year I got there, 2-14. The year I landed, we went 1-15. Then we had to turn it around when we got a new coach. That's just what happens with number one overall picks. But you lit up college football at LSU. You had one of the craziest seasons. You led the nation in several categories, including passing TDs 40, total TDs 50. I didn't realize you rushed for 1,100, but you had 1,100 yards rushing. You had a passer rating of 200, the highest in FBS football history, which I didn't think that was, you know, when you look at that, you look at your accomplishments and the things that you did at LSU, where does that put you in mindset?
I'll just say, like, it just give me more confidence. Basically, like, I know I still got room to grow. And just every year I've just been improving. So I'm excited to see this next year, you know, learning, going through what I got to go through. And at some point, you know, kind of whenever my prime hit, I'm excited to see where I'm at.
What was you chasing though at LSU? Was you chasing money, the Heisman? Like, what was you chasing? They're not money like that, Keyshawn.
I mean,
like draft pick. What was your mindset?
Win the Heisman and be a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really you really wanted to win the Heisman.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Do you think playing in the SEC helped prepare you for the competition and physicality that you're going to get in the NFL soon?
I do. I mean, it's kind of like how it was out there. It's kind of like, you know, in the pros where everybody out there trying to feed their family. So it's like, it's kind of the same thing, you know.
Yeah, it's SEC. Dudes in the pros, you know, you got your little beard and your little goatee. It's dudes in the pros, they got full beards and they mad at their wife. They arguing and stuff. He got to go to work. He got the car seats in the back. She arguing with him. They had a bad night. That's what you getting ready to go up. Grown, yeah. They, you know, in college you might get some dude from JUCO. Well, nowadays with this transfer portal, you get dudes that's 27 years old.
Facts.
But in the pros, you dealing with dudes that's like your daddy age, right?
Yeah.
They just mad at everything. That it, I tell people from the SEC, I was like, yeah, I get it. The SEC, they got this narrative about the toughness and things like that. It's different in the league. I had to learn that when I first got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I lined up in minicamp, motherfucker was strong. He put his hands on me, right? I'm like, oh, you know, it wasn't like I thought.
Yeah.
It took a minute.
Yeah. I'll just say for me, kind of just dealing with like the different personalities at LSU, I think that's the biggest thing I learned is how to deal, you know, because I have Malik Nabers, he out there. Like he a personality. He got a personality on him. And just dealing with the different personalities, I think that's kind of what I take the most from college, and especially my time at LSU. Because
we laid back, though.
Yeah, for sure. Out here, we laid back.
Out
there,
they not. No, you ain't got to tell me. I played with enough of them.
Yeah, so it's like just learning a different personality and learning how to deal with everybody.
Jaden, I saw you use VR to help with your training. How did that work out? And do you think you'll use it in Washington?
Oh, yeah, they for sure. They already bought it. So, yeah,
what the hell is VR?
Virtual reality.
Oh, just say virtual reality, man.
Yeah. Like, virtual reality.
Hey, Washington for sure, they already invested in that. So,
what is that, the goggle things that you put on?
Yeah.
Anyway.
You don't believe in that?
No.
Man, that didn't work.
Because that, I'm not going to, you won the Heisman. So look, I'm not going to knock it. I ain't going to knock it. You won the Heisman, and if they believe in it, they believe in it. All I'm saying is that dude that's coming, that ain't no virtual reality. That's reality. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Lying about that.
Cat corner in a short split.
Yeah, you ain't lying about it. But it's other ways to get mental rest without having to put wear and tear on your arm, on your body.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I use it for. I ain't saying it's going to help me be prepared for that cat
blitz. So explain it to me, because I've had it on years ago, like years and years ago, when they was trying testing it out. I put it on, and I'm looking. I'm like, man, please. This ain't the same, but explain to me and to us
it's like real
how
life.
It affects you.
Yeah, it's like real life. Like, it's hard to explain. You just have to, like, try it, but it's like real life. They load in the stadium that you're playing in. It looks exactly like the stadium. And it's moving faster than, like, how a normal human being would be moving. So it's kind of like I'll get in there and say they'll probably give me, like, 7 seconds to, like, know the play. All right, pre-snap, I got to basically see the coverage and know where I'm going with the football all before the play clock run out. So,
but is it the actual defensive scheme?
Yeah.
And the players are simulating the players that you go up against?
It's an actual scheme. Not simulated the players. Like, that, it's different. It's hard to simulate the players. But, like, the scheme, like, say we're playing a big cover three team. Like, it's different. They have different versions of cover three, like we might see. So, it's just, like, another way to prepare mentally before the game. But it's still not – it's not helping me. For your point, it's not helping me when a 300-pound lineman come unblocked. And,
I promise you it's not going to help you. Yeah, you're going to have to slide down, get on the damn ground. That's what you're going to have to do. I've had it on, and when I put it on, it didn't, it just didn't feel right. The eyes, it was like, it was weird. It was real weird. So when you look at the draft process, you went through the draft process. I'm assuming you did everything, right? You did what you needed to do to be the number two pick in the draft outside of putting out the film. What was that process like? Was it just a trip?
Yeah, it was a trip. It was long. It's a long process, and that's what, like, you sit back and you look at it. You from January to April, end of April, waiting to hear your name called, waiting to hear, like, be a part of a team again. But everything in between, man, you got to work out, may got to fly here.
How many trips did you take?
Three.
Oh, so you just did three.
Yeah, three.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
So, yeah. But, like, after a pro day, you on the road, and I was on the road like that, but I know a couple of my teammates, Brian Thomas, he was flying everywhere for, like, two and a half weeks straight.
We call that the Chitlin circuit.
Yeah, because you don't know, he could have went from early in the first to the third pick 32, so he ain't know.
Yeah.
So, man, it was just like, man, you flying everywhere. And for me, during that time, that's when I had to make my tour for all the accolades I won in college. So I'm working out, and then one day I might have to catch a flight to go. I had to go catch a flight to Dallas to go pick up the Davey O'Brien.
You wasn't on the PJ?
Nah, man.
First of all, you get the NIL money.
Oh.
Second of all, I'm sure did you sign a shoe deal beforehand?
No.
So you didn't sign a shoe deal before the draft?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. See, I did. I did mine right after the Rose Bowl. Give me that.
So you was on the PJ?
Yeah, I flew. Yeah, for sure. Way back then, of course. What I mean, come on. This is me you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? I just would think. No, I would think seriously. All seriousness, I would just think that because your schedule is crazy, and I remember coming out of college how crazy my schedule was, so I made sure, we made sure.
But you was a number over a pick as a receiver, though. That's,
man, you the number two.
But that's unheard of.
Man, stop it, though, man. You the number two pick. You really think 2-1 is different? It's the same thing.
As a receiver, though.
But that's because I don't, that's something different. I was different. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's different, though. The money, the second pick in the draft versus the first pick in the draft, so it's $1 million difference.
But as a receiver.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the position.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just talking about how you was moving around and doing things after you left the combine. So at the combine, what was like because the combine was weird. I mean, I felt I was fresh. So I was just walking around. No, for real.
I didn't do anything at the combine.
But you interviewed.
I interviewed and I left.
Yeah, what was the weirdest questions?
I ain't getting no weird questions.
You don't think you got any weird ones?
I ain't getting none.
For real?
Uh-uh.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Yeah, I guess.
I ain't get no weird question.
They slowed that down, though, too, yeah. Now. They stopped because they done been under the microscope for years with some of the questionable questions that they used to ask people.
The only question I got was, team asked me, was like, why you not doing nothing at the combine? Like, this stuff seemed effortless to you, throwing and running, so why you not doing? And I was like, man, y'all just seen the tape, like, just turn on the tape.
Yeah, y'all way different now. I like it, though.
Do you have any weird questions?
Did yours? I?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple. So I'm trying to think of, well, one, the New York Giants, they had the fifth pick of the draft that year. And they used to make you take a psychological evaluation test. You know, they wanted me to take it. They think I'm crazy as motherfuckers it is already. So, but this test, though, Jaden, this test was like yay thick, man. It was like, I don't want to give a wrong number. It was something like 1,500 questions, whatever. Jeez. Right? They're going to throw you in a room. They want you to take it. So I told them, no, I'm not doing that. I said, I'm not doing that. They're like, well, we're going to take you off the draft board. I said, well, you're not going to draft me anyway. I'm a coat number one overall, y'all. Real talk, though. This is, you know, it was the funniest thing ever. And so, but I wasn't the first person to do it. Like, Dion had told him when he came out, Prime told him the same thing.
Yeah.
I just, a dude named Carl Pickens that was a receiver told him the same thing. I didn't know that Prime them did it. I just did it on my own. I was just like, well, I'm not going to New York. And they're like, well, we're going to take you off the board. Everybody we draft has to do this. And so Jeremiah, who was the regional scout that I knew from coming to SC all the time, he was trying to convince me. And I was like, no, I'm good. I ain't taking it. So he was like, he won't take the test. So they did take me off the board. But I told him, I said, I'm not falling to five.
You ain't going to be there.
But I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be already at home. By the time y'all get to the fifth pick, I'm going to already be back in L.A. partying when y'all get to the fifth pick. Because the fifth pick back then, in between picks, was like probably 30 minutes, I think. It was long, though. It was a long. So I was like, I'm already be back in L.A.
Yeah.
But one of the weirdest questions before we move on, I got a question about a couple. So they asked me if I was walking down the street and I saw a cat in a tree, what would I do? Would I call the fire department to get the tree out, get the cat out the tree? Would I go climb the tree and get the cat, or would I just mind my business and keep walking? I said, man, I'm minding my motherfucking business and keep walking.
Yeah, we are.
It's not my problem. So there was the other one at the same time. The dude was like, yeah, you know, the other dude, little white cat, was like, yeah, see, that's what we need. We need that. And so then the last one was, if I was walking down the street and a wallet was on the ground, would I pick up the wallet, keep walking, pick up the wallet, take the money out, drop the wallet back down.
Yeah.
I said, man, I'm picking up the wallet, taking the money, it dropping and keeping it moving.
Oh, wow.
And the dude was like, that's why we need to draft him. Because he's being honest. Real. Yeah. I'm not sitting up, Keyshawn, I'm not lying to him. Yeah, and be like, oh, I'm getting ready to call Billy and give his wallet back to him. No, I'm not doing that.
It was the, you'll take the money out the wallet and keep it pushing.
Man, I grew up in South Central L.A. Yeah. At 11 years old, I was sleeping in cars with my ma. Come on. Seriously? Think about it, though, Jaden. You're going to pick that wallet up. You're going to take that money out. You're going to put it in your pocket. You fold it back and put it, keep it moving.
Facts.
And, you know, you might look around. Nowadays, you might look around and see if there's a camera watching you. But for the most part, no. Right, Keyshawn?
Right.
Yeah.
So what is the city of Washington getting in Jaden Daniels as the face of the franchise?
A competitor and a dog. That's going to do whatever it takes to win. Try to change the trajectory of the franchise. Not in year one, but hopefully down the road. You know, it's going to be a process. So, it's something we're willing to work to. I mean,
yeah. So when you looked, so somebody I know called me about Washington, and they was a little scared, nervous, because they brought in everybody all at once. They called me spooked. You know what I'm saying? They called me, what you think, right? So I had to tell them. I say, look, just chill. He's going to be the number two pick of the draft. This is just a process that's going on. So when you looked at that, when they was bringing in all these quarterbacks at the same time, what was your emotions like? Were you like, man, they getting ready to trip? Or were you just like, whatever?
I was cooling because I just left the Giants and flew to Washington.
Okay.
And I knew all those guys there, so it was like it was like I ain't really tripping. This ain't it just felt like a big recruiting visit, which is what it kind of was. Like they were just telling me like, yeah, I don't really want like the visit to be all uptight about football. Like they want to, you know, let us have fun, you know, because we've been going through this for so long. And that's something that they took from the Niners and stuff like that and other teams. It was just different because it was four of the top five quarterbacks there, which, you know, kind of blew up on social media. So that's the only thing that was different.
But you had already knew him from whatever, college football, 7-on-7 tournaments,
yeah, I've been
whatever.
Knowing them. I mean, I trained with Mike and JJ all pre-draft. I met Drake last summer, so, like, we was all cool.
Yeah.
Like, we chilling.
Yeah, people was going crazy, right? Some people was going real crazy. Anyway, that would be somebody that I know close to you, but we're going to leave that alone right now. So when you look at the system that y'all potentially could run, this which I don't really love, but I don't know if y'all going to actually run this particular air raid system in Washington. How familiar are you with those concepts and the things that Cliff Kingsbury, the new offensive coordinator, in his past has run, whether it was at Texas Tech or at Texas A&M in college or at Arizona in the pros, and now people assume that he's going to run the same thing at Washington?
I mean, just learn the playbook. It's kind of like going back and watching with stuff. It's like it's different than the air raid. We're not going to air the ball out 50 times a game.
Y'all gonna lose if y'all. I'm just being honest with you.
Like, we're not gonna. Like, you gotta have balance.
You're gonna get the shit beat out of you, and they gonna. You don't want that. Yeah. I'm just being honest
with
you.
But one thing about Cliff, you know, Cliff is open minded.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't the OC that's like, man, it's my way. Like, we gotta do X, Y, Z. Just having a conversation with him was like, man, what do you like? How can we help the team be better? And I'm like, you know, we bouncing ideas back and forth off each other, but. I like his scheme, honestly. I think it suits me. And obviously, you know, you got to evolve with the times. You know, you got to be able to have balance, keep a defense honest now, especially with all those athletes out there, too.
Who's the backup? Who's the other quarterback,
Mariota?
So to speak?
Marcus Mariota.
Do you anticipate starting week one?
Do I anticipate? Yeah. I mean, I'm confident in my abilities, but if that's a decision that they got to make, that's above
me. And I ain't asked you. Stop with the bullshit, man.
That's the decision.
Do you, as the number two pick in the draft, anticipate starting?
I mean,
or you think they're going to be bring you along slowly, so to speak?
From what I heard, when they said whenever I'm ready, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So whenever I feel like I'm ready, I'm ready.
Yeah, I didn't start. I'm trying to think when I start. I probably didn't start till midway during the year.
Yeah, they didn't tell me like, oh, like you got to start week one. They just said, whenever you ready, like you ready. Whenever you feel ready, we feel you ready. We're going to throw you out there.
Yeah, the motherfucking bums, man, they didn't even start me. I was mad.
You didn't start? No. As the first pick?
Nope. I didn't start. They tried to punish me, though, because I held out. No, I held out. I held out. I missed all training camp and everything. And the first time I touched the ball was a 50-yard bomb against Denver, first game of the year. That was a fun. Wait, check this out, though. So, you know, I'm wild. I missed all training camp, everything. Then we played Denver in Denver. We get shellacked, whatever. First time I touched it as a pro, 50-yard bomb, I'm like, now I'm looking at the coaches. I'm like, you stupid motherfuckers. You know, for real, though. That was my mentality. You know, I had a different mindset. But I wind up starting. I think I wind up starting probably like 5 games in, 6 games in. You know, then they was playing games. That's why they got fired. They was playing games.
Well, no. Jaden, which teammate in Washington are you most looking forward to passing to?
Terry.
Yeah, scary Terry, huh?
Terry a dog.
You see, I don't know y'all whole roster yet. I got so much has changed for y'all.
I mean, you got weapons, Terry, Jahan Dotson.
That's right, Jahan.
Zach Ertz, they just signed. They got Brian Robinson.
Who's running back?
Austin, they just signed Austin Eckler.
Mm, okay.
And then they, obviously, through the draft, they drafted McCaffrey, little brother.
Luke.
Luke McCaffrey. They drafted Ben from Kansas State, tight end.
So y'all put some beef up there. So now you, the IE. IE got quarterbacks flying all over the NFL. What's in the water in the IE? That's the Inland Empire, for those that don't know. Because you got Bryce Young.
No, Bryce not from the, he's not from the IE, from Pasadena, but, you know, he played.
He be pump faking IE, though,
nah,
right?
Nah, he's from Pasadena. He's from Pasadena, man.
No, CJ. But they call,
it's
but
only,
they.
It's only two of us from the IE, man, me and CJ.
But why for some reason, why I think Bryce Young is from the IE?
Because he played youth football at Laverne.
So okay.
That's in the IE.
So you ain't giving him that. He can't claim
he
it. Can't,
he didn't even say he's not from the IE. He's from Pasadena.
Oh, so he will say Pasadena.
He'll say Pasadena.
Oh, okay, I'm good. I'm glad I know that, because it feel like to me I'm just IE'd out.
No, it's me and CJ.
It's just you and CJ?
Yeah.
Am I missing another quarterback?
Mm-mm.
No? What was the brother that went to Tennessee that was, wasn't it a brother that went to Tennessee that played quarterback from the IE?
You mean Clemson? DJ, he at Florida State?
Now, DJ ain't from the IE, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe it is DJ then.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, DJ on like his 12th school. What?
He's getting strays for no reason, huh?
No, man.
No reason.
No, think about it. He was at Clemson, then he went to Oregon State. Are you telling me where now?
Yeah, Florida State now.
Damn, he moving around, though. Oh, I guess that's the portal, though.
Yeah, it is.
You know? And he was good to me. Clemson did him wrong to me. Dabo Swinney and them did him wrong because they got that pressure. They got to win now. To me, he was good.
Yeah.
He was following Trevor Lawrence. You ain't going to get the same exact thing. You got to let it mature. It take its time. But nice. Whatever. I for something, man, I thought Bryce was from there.
No, Bryce Young from Pasadena. He not from IE.
But we got a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL from Southern California. Dude. Yeah, it's there, general. There, yeah. You know. Because you got Bryce, you got DJ sitting in college. You got Bryce, you, CJ, who else? Oh, no, he's from Hawaii. Two are from Hawaii.
He's from Hawaii. I mean, just in California in general. I mean.
Yeah.
You got Goff.
Yeah.
Rodgers, Josh Allen. So.
Yeah, for all you suckers out there, Cali. But no, hey, so when you look at CJ Stroud and the success that CJ's had in Houston in a short period of time, with all those expectations and pressures, do you feel like, man, I got to not necessarily live up to that, but I got to try to figure out how to duplicate that as much as I can?
I mean, I'd be lying. You know, that's my boy. We competitive. Yeah. I'd be lying if I say I want to do better than him his rookie year. But what he did, like you said, is unheard of.
No, it's unheard of.
Like, it's unheard of. So it's like, I'm not comparing myself to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just me being a competitive, us being from the same area, I want to outdo him. Just like, you know, he's a 2-time Heisman finalist, but he ain't win one, so I won one. So
okay,
you know, but that's my brother, man. That's my dog. What he did is unheard of, man. But that's just who he is. Like, he's a confident human being. And they put some pieces around him. So I'm excited to see him now, you know, going to year two, where teams got 18 games on him. See, so I'm excited to see what he does.
So when you look at the NFC East, the division that you win, you got Dallas, Philadelphia,
New York,
and obviously Washington. Yeah. Philly did a lot the draft and in the offseason. Yeah. They my favorite to come out of the East, okay. Just so that you know, even though you're my boy.
Yeah.
They going.
I mean, as they should be.
When you look at that conference or that division, how tough you think that division going to be?
I think it'd be very competitive. I mean, what was it, 2 years ago, the Giants was a playoff team. You got Philly that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. You know, what they did through the offseason with Saquon and even the draft, you know, they always drafting some corners or somebody. And you got Dallas. You know, Dallas has been making noise in the division for a while. So I think it'll be very tough. I'm excited to be a part of that division. It's a lot of physicality in that division. So and a lot of dudes, a lot of stars. You know, I get to go to Jerry's World. Get to play Philly over there in Philly. Get to play in New York. So it's going to be a lot of eyes on the NFC East.
How cold does it get at LSU? Or in the Southeastern Conference? Not really, right?
Nah, I mean, the coldest game I ever played was 2 years ago. I played Arkansas. It was like 12 degrees at 11 a.m.
So, but you're going to have to – I don't know y'all schedule or the dates and all that.
Yeah, nah. I think come out in a couple of days, the schedule.
But just being in D.C., when that weather turned – and it starts to get cold, and you a California kid, I feel sorry for you. No, real talk.
Hey.
You know why? Because I had to deal with it coming from L.A. and going to New York. Man, then we played Buffalo my rookie year. Worst game of my career. It was
freezing cold.
Man, I had one catch for like 6 yards, and it stuck to my face mask for me to get it. I had like 12 targets. I had like 12 targets in the game, one catch for 6 yards. It was so cold, I wasn't used to it, man. But then – by the time next year rolled around, I was weatherproof. Yeah. I was ridiculous in weather. So, you know, it's one of the things. I don't know what it is about us. I want my flip-flops on in November, you know?
Jaden, do you think the Commanders can win the NFC East this year?
I don't even know. I mean, I'm confident in my squad, but I got to get out there and go to work and see what everybody working with.
Yeah.
And see how tight we could bond. I mean, obviously, we got DQ and what he did in Dallas as a DC. He went to the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Yeah.
Won the Super Bowl as a DC in Seattle.
Yeah, so I think once everybody get there, everybody get to working, how quick we could come together, you know, we should see. I think we can make some noise, though.
Yeah. You made a lot of money at LSU, too, huh? On the NIL?
No.
You didn't make a lot of money?
No.
They weren't paying like that?
No.
See, I would.
They be pump faking on the numbers, I feel like. But
I can say this now. No. I ain't making that.
No, you can say. I ain't talking about illegally.
I'm not talking about illegally. Nah.
No, the reason I asked you that, because you rich now. Now, you real rich. You super rich. I'm going to count your money. I usually don't count other people's money. I'm going to count yours. What you going to buy? What's the first splurge item you going to buy?
Probably give my mama and my grandma a car.
Fire.
Even though she, you know,
she gonna cap like she don't want it. Like, oh, I don't want it, baby. Don't worry about it. As soon as you roll up,
tears
and shit coming down. I've been there. You know, I've been there. I know. That's the first thing. That's the first thing I did with my mom, though. But see, I didn't wait till draft. As soon as the Rose Bowl was over,
you already had it.
Oh yeah, it was happening, man. I signed my Adidas contract right at the dinner party I gave at the restaurant in Pasadena. And a couple days later, they wired that money
out of there.
Yeah, they wired the money. I bought your mother a car, bought my mom a car, and I kept it pushing. I didn't even buy myself a car though. That was the first big item. Then I got my mom a house.
Yeah.
So,
Jaden, do you have any superstitions or pregame rituals?
Yeah, for sure. I got to eat the same stuff every pregame.
What is that? Yeah.
Omelet and waffles, 2 waffles.
Okay. So you don't like to eat too much?
Nah, I can't. I can't eat too much.
Yeah, there's some people that just eat a bunch of spaghetti and like all that stuff. But
I didn't eat anything at all.
Nah, I got to eat something in the morning. Other than that, I'm good for the rest of the day.
I didn't eat nothing at all until after the game.
So he was.
I was nervous, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I
was
just nervous.
Yeah, nervous.
I was anxious for the. I'm be too anxious for the game.
Stressed out. Yeah, that's how I was. I used to be so stressed out. That's why I stopped playing football, man. For real though, the stress level was just too. It was too high. Especially I had a roommate. My roommate, my dog. You know, your mother know Pito. You might even know Pito. Chris Hayes from IE. Yeah. Pito was my roommate. And it just dealing with him. Cause I was a focused dude, film study. We had the little VCR, little camera thingies or whatever. And I just would be watching film in the middle of the night. He tried to sleep. He like, man, I can't. You watching film too much. I'm like, yeah, because I want to know what the hell I'm doing.
Facts.
You know, I want to know what's going on. But yeah, that stress level, I couldn't sleep. I take Ambien. It didn't help. None of that. You know, that just, that high didn't come down to like probably Tuesday.
Damn.
You know? Yeah, the high, and it depends on how I played too.
Yeah.
If I felt I played bad, I'd be stressed all the way out till next Sunday. You know? Sure. So
yeah.
I'm like, no, I can't. I'm not eating something. I'm good. Now, I eat all day.
So, Jaden, you and your former LSU teammate Malik Nabers had a cool moment after he ran a 4.3 at the NFL Combine. What kind of player are the Giants getting in Malik, you think?
That boy is he a dog, man. He a true receiver, true LSU receiver. Yeah, he was moving on this.
What did he run?
4.3.
Yeah, they have 4.3, but some people have 4.28. But man, him.
Look at you, you're lit.
Yeah, that's my brother, man. Him, really just with him, like he a true receiver. Like no DB can guard him. He gonna let him know. I think his Instagram name or something like is Can't Guard Malik. So you know he gonna let him know. He always he believe he always open. But I mean, he a dog. Like he competitive for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he. Don't think a receiver can't guard him. He gonna let a DB can't guard him. He gonna let him know. He catch the ball. He gonna make a play. He gonna let you know. It's like he gonna let like all eyes on me. Like I'm the show. Like and when we was at the pro day, that's what he was telling. Like I think he jumped like a 42 in his vert. And they was like, nah, you got to do it again. And he told the scouts.
Man, put the ball out there, man.
Man, that dropped right there.
No, that dropped that right.
Drop.
That dropped right in the bucket.
He told the scouts at the combine, he said, well, I mean, I'll do it again. I'm the show, so yeah, that's what y'all came for. So,
yeah.
You're a true receiver.
Is it facts or fiction that you and him have a rookie of the year bet going on?
Man, he wasn't supposed to tell nobody. It's supposed to be, we got a little something going on.
What's the
on.
Bet, though? Is it money or is it what?
Yeah, it's money.
How much?
10.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who won Rookie of the Year?
That's nothing for y'all now. You guys,
I mean, he put it out there, so it was like
that ain't really.
Ain't, I can't say he capped. So,
I feel you. Dad, what? Who does he remind you of in the league? Malik Nabers
in the league right now.
Who does he remind me of?
Both of you.
Man, I think he's similar to Jamar.
Mm.
Just how explosive they are.
Yeah, he. You know how I am about receivers, man. You play on the outside, you got to be an animal full time, you know. He's more of an inside dude that got speed to me, that his mismatches and linebackers and safeties and third corners is going to benefit him. Because once you go outside on them numbers, you got to be an animal. That's where, you know, we like to say as a receiver, that's where grown men are. Mm-hmm. We ain't going inside to hide. But Jamar can play inside and outside.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if Malik, even though I know he played outside at times at LSU, if he can do that
at the next level.
At the next level.
Yeah.
Because just because you fast, it doesn't mean anything. Because everybody fast in the league.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be 5 yards in front of everybody all the time. It just doesn't happen. The windows are so tight. the reason that Tyreek Hill separates himself away from everybody because motherfuckers are scared before they even snap the ball. And that, I'm telling you, no cap, facts, all that stuff y'all talk about.
Too, bro. He's too fast. Yeah,
they scared. He got them beat before the snap of the ball even happens.
Yeah.
You know, and so if Malik Nabers could do some of that sort of stuff, then he going to be at a different level.
Yeah.
You know, he reminds me a little bit of a Jamar Chase. I just need to see him outside.
Okay.
So rookie hazing is part of the NFL experience. We've seen players get their cars filled with fruit snacks, expensive dinner tabs. You know, we saw Tim Tebow's haircut.
Fruit snacks is crazy.
Yeah, no, that looks insane.
What is that?
Fruit snacks. They made Tim Tebow do this haircut. But Jaden, have you experienced anything yet or looking forward to it?
No, I'm not looking forward to nothing. I'm cool.
I feel you. No, yeah, these are crazy. Yeah, $20,000 tabs.
But a fruit snacks is crazy. This is 60,000 fruit snacks in your car.
Yeah, they do some wild stuff.
Where you get 60,000 fruit snacks from?
They go order it from somewhere, Amazon or something, I guess.
That's crazy.
I mean, they hazed when I was around. I didn't go through it.
We know.
I wasn't even going to ask
you.
You said you was in
that camp.
No, but when I came to camp, so when I finally got there, I got there like the last couple days of training camp. You know, last couple of days. What you say, Keyshawn? You weren't going to ask me.
There's no point. Yeah.
Because you already know me.
Yeah, I wasn't even.
Yeah, he already know me. You know, they tried this shit, though. You know, they tried that.
What'd you say?
Man, please stop it. Y'all not going to. No, first they wanted me to get up and sing the fight song, USC fight song. I told them I didn't get drafted to sing the fucking fight song. I came to try to win. You know what I'm saying? And then they started threatening me and tying me up to the goalposts and all
they
that.
They drafted you, huh?
Man, you know, man, don't even. Y'all gonna think I'm a real asshole. Cause I told him straight up, if y'all put y'all motherfucking hands on me, touch me anything remotely close to that, y'all gonna see what a real West Coast dude is about. No, I'm real talk. I ain't lying.
I know.
I wrote it in my book and everything. People think, you know, they like, man, this dude crazy. But that's how I was as a football. My focus was different, man.
All right. But when you were a vet, did you have any rookies that you like kind of hazed a little bit?
No, never. Never. No. I never. Only thing I used to tell certain cats that was friends of mine that was cool, because I was always good with younger dudes. I just always was good. I wanted them to do the right things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I might have them go on a Popeye's chicken run for us before we get on the plane. You know, stuff like that. Give them the money. Say, man, y'all go grab a couple buckets of chicken, because the guys want to eat some chicken before we get on the plane, because when you're on the plane, you know, they're going to give you that garbage. Yeah, and so,
sandwiches.
Oh, like, man, that. Stop it. And so at the end, you know, that's the only thing, Keyshawn. I never made them wash my cars. That wasn't me. You know, I was more focused on trying to win football games and be productive.
Yeah.
And that's okay that dudes get hazed. You know, my rookie year, my rookie year, I went to the Pro Bowl. The first year I went to the Pro Bowl, Shannon Sharp, I'm sitting down at the Pro Bowls in Hawaii, and we at the hotel lobby, and we all sitting around, you know, we just checked in or whatever, and everybody chilling by the pool, and Reggie White is sitting there, and Reggie White, the late Reggie White, he's talking to me, and I'm listening to him, and he trying to tell me in his voice, you know, he got this deep, raspy voice, he trying to tell me how to behave, you know, in the pros. He's one of them old head veterans,
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. So all of a sudden, I look up, and it's just me and Reggie. Everybody else done left. And I got a dude walk over and give me a bill. So the bill, Shannon done went and charged all the whole thing. It was crazy, man. I felt like it was like 40 grand or something like that that he charged to my room.
Nah.
So when the dude brought the bill over, I look. I'm like, nah, man, this ain't, nah. He's like, no. He said, put everything at your room. I said, he who? And so when I look, Shannon walking toward the elevator, he done waved. I'm like, say, man, he got on the elevator. And they was like, oh, you got to pay for it.
I was so you like, got hazed right, by Shannon Sharp is what you're saying.
At the Pro Bowl, yeah. Basically.
That's crazy.
Tricked me to, it signed my name. But because that's what they used to do. And then you had to go and you got to change your name and all that sort of stuff. It didn't happen no more. Now, I was mad, but then at the same time, I got it. You know, that's, they knew I had that bread, so it was kind of like they gonna get a little bit of it.
So Kendrick Lamar and Drake have been going and forth, you know, the last couple weeks. You both have experienced rivalries in football. What was the one team or player in your career that you truly despised?
Florida.
Florida.
Florida Gators.
Mm. And why was that?
I don't know. I just, when I got to LSU, like, you just learn to hate Florida. Like, I don't know. It's just something about LSU versus Florida. I don't know. I can't even explain it to you. They talk too much, too, so.
Yeah.
It's Florida.
Yeah.
What you think they going to do?
They talk way too much.
Dudes that play in the state of Florida all talk. You go all the way back to high school at 707. Think about it.
Facts.
They go, that's what they do. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I played with a bunch of them at Tampa, and we won Super Bowls together. But, yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Dudes in the South like to chop.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah, I really, I mean, I don't like UCLA, whatever, but it's whatever. Notre Dame more so. I think Notre Dame, to me, was one that I just kind of like, I'm just so tired of the hype. NBC, you ain't winning nothing. You on NBC every week. You forcing me to watch this, and you can't win.
Fact.
Like, you not winning. That's the only thing with them, you know? And then as far as players go, most players, I was always cool with all the players. We was always cool. Yeah. Nobody treated me like that. You know what I'm saying? Because then I got a mouthpiece, and you get to talking crazy and slick. I'm a torch your ass. And so nobody really, I didn't have players in the league. We was all cool.
Yeah,
we was really cool. Every now and then you got some dude that came in the league that got drafted. He wanted to show he could play.
Yeah.
You know, he might be up that week because the other dude is down. So he talking, but for the most part, no, I was cool with everybody. I didn't have one player that I didn't want to play against or I didn't like or anything like that.
Well, Dad, you know, we've been going back and forth on this Drake and Kendrick.
Oh, God.
So I'll ask Jaden, who won the rap battle, you think?
Jaden don't want to get in this, man.
I ain't getting into that.
I'm big Drake. You know, you're Kendrick for whatever reason.
I ain't getting into that.
Who's Kendrick for whatever reason?
You're Kendrick for whatever reason.
No, it's not that I'm Kendrick for whatever reason. I just... You know how I feel about when dudes start just popping, man. They just, come on, man, stop. That's just how I am. You ain't got
to
get into it. I'll take
that.
The heat.
Yeah, you got
feel like, just come on.
I'm simmer down. I just like the music that's being put out.
Yeah, the music. I like the music being put out, but, you know, I don't like, I'm authentic. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Before we go, I want to give you an opportunity to send a message to the Washington fans who are listening, Jaden.
About to be in D.C. I mean, it's been a long time coming. Can't wait to get out there and really just, you know, be in the league now, NFL, and really just go out there and see what we could do year one. I mean, that's at the end of the day. I can't make no promises of what we're going to do, but we're going to make some noise. You know, I'm confident that we can make some noise this year for sure.
What number you gonna wear?
I don't know yet.
You know, they didn't get you. Oh, because you haven't been to camp or nothing, huh?
Nah, I ain't even got to camp. So we gonna see.
Trying to think. Who wore nickel? Who had the nickel before?
Or who got it right now? The punter.
That's over.
Oh, you gotta just
no. That's over, man. I'm not giving them a cool 20. Keyshawn.
Throw him like 10 Keyshawn, racks.
What, not giving him Malik a Neighbors? Fucking dime. Especially if he ain't going to be there.
He a captain.
Oh, yeah. You got to give him something then.
Oh, yeah, captain?
He a captain.
So he going to be there then possibly? I might have to wait him out, though. No, for real, though. You know, I'm going to wait him out. I'm going to wait him all the way out. Because, every team I've ever been on, I got my number. It wasn't. Yeah. But if it was a team that somebody had to know, I'm going to wait him out.
Okay.
Yeah. Or... they know they got to get that to you anyway, though. You know, you don't want to go in there like I would go in there, obviously. But yeah, I'm gonna wait him out, man. I tell dudes all. Wait, I tell them all the time. They be talking about they gonna pay for it, dude. I'm like, man, check the depth chart. See where he at. You know, you got to. That's real talk. Because the dudes, man, they want to get somebody. Just gave somebody like a. Was it?
Stephon Diggs gave $100,000.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not giving that dude $100,000 for no damn number. He gonna turn that in anyway. I'm just being honest with you. The equipment manager should already know he needs 14. Or whatever
he
number.
One, he weren't one.
Oh, he needs one then.
So what you you heard the Cam Newton story when Jimmy Clausen, the backup.
Yeah,
at the
we
time
just had
like,
Ron.
I'm not fucking giving him a dime, just like Cam. Yeah. Never mind, man. I'm switching. I'll go to one. It's all good. No problem.
$1 million.
Because he gonna be gone anyway in a year later. You know what I'm saying? Like he gonna be gone a year later anyway. If I want to switch back to two, I'll just wait for. I'll wait him out. I'm gonna wait him out. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm gonna wait him out.
So what you did? Somebody say they need $1 million.
I'm not. That's not even a conversation. No, Jaden, they already know coming in, if the equipment managers are doing their job, they already know Keyshawn's personality is such that we going to have to get this dude this number, period. That's just what it is. Because if somebody had 19,
yeah.
Right? Like, let's say, for instance, Joe Montana, who played with the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, he wore 19. If I was in Kansas City, he wore 19. That's Joe fucking Montana.
Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. He keeping his number.
Yeah.
But some other dude? Oh, man, please. Man, please. Like, I don't know who had. So when I got to the Jets, nobody had 19. They gave it to me. I was the first receiver in the modern era to wear a team number.
Yeah.
I commissioned the league to get 3, but then the league was like, they didn't want me to wear 3, so I wore 3 only in practice and then 19 in the games. And I was the only one for probably, I want to say, 6-7 years. And then everybody and their agents start complaining.
Yeah.
Hey, let Keyshawn do it. And then they opened it up for everybody else to wear, you know, either single digits or the team numbers. But your 80, the 80 numbers had to be gone for them guys to even be able to wear team numbers. So all the 80s, so they would have to put everybody in 80s to get to the teens so they could wear teens. But other teams that I went to, Tampa Bay, they gave me my number. I don't know who wore 19 before me. I just know when I walked in the locker room.
It was right there. Huh?
It was 100%. It was already hanging up. So, but man, I'm glad. I'm so happy, man. I enjoy you, your family, everything. I'm so happy for you. I was pushing for you to get the number one overall slot, but, you know, things happen for a reason. Thanks. You landed in a perfect position. You rich now. You rich. Man, you rich.
Why you coming in my pockets?
Because I'm doing that now. You rich. I know what you're getting ready to get. It's a blessing, man. That feels good. Because I know when I hit pay dirt. You know what I'm saying? So I just know the joy and the tears and all that come with it.
Yeah.
You know? And so you're going to have a productive career as long as you keep working and studying and doing everything, listening to the coaches, all the different things, and keep with the same attitude that you always had, and you're going to get there.
Yeah.
You know? You're going to get there for sure. Anything else, Keyshawn?
That's a wrap. All facts, no breaks.
Other than checking your phone. All right, that's a wrap today. Thanks again to Jaden Daniels for joining the show. Don't forget to subscribe and follow All Facts Pod on social media. Until then, it's Keyshawn. Deuces.